Water, earth, fire, air. Long ago, the four channels lived together in harmony. Then, everything changed when the streamers attacked. Only the podcasters, masters of all internet entertainment, could stop them, just like our non-existent sponsors. But when the world needed them most, they vanished. 100 years have passed since we have done Gravity Falls, and Raul and I discovered a new show about an airbender named Aang. And although his airbending skills are childish and mildly annoying, he still has a lot to learn before he inspires any show. But I believe Aang can save our franchise. Welcome back, guys, to yet another episode of...
My Cabbages! Yes, we're back. Season 3, Episode 9. Nightmares and Daydreams. We came from a banger episode. And this is a weird episode.
Yeah, wow. So this is the last one before the mid-season
finale. Yeah, before everything goes up. Like, there's a lot of plot after this.
Yeah, and basically, hold on, my internet is being slow right now. Had to happen.
It's about the anxiety of Aang.
Pretty finally, much.
Aang is thinking about the anxiety of facing the most powerful man in the nation. And it's understandable that he has that anxiety. The weird thing is how the anxiety shows up.
Originally aired in the UK October 26, 2007, mm-hmm. and November 16th, 2007 in the United States. Written by John O'Brien. And directed by Ethan Spalding.
Mm.
Nice. And so you wanna start the yes. transcript or?
Yeah, we see the gang is sleeping out in the bushes, and then Sokka is looking at a map. This is it, the official rendezvous point for the invasion force. How do you pick this place and stuff? I was like, before we split off, my dad and I found this island on the map. It's uninhabited. And the harbor surrounded by the cliffs seems like the perfect secluded place. Nice choice, Sokka. We're here for 4 days ahead of schedule. And I was like, wait, 4 days? The invasion is in 4 days? Well, whatever. No, that's like 4 days from now. Let's just calm down. And then we see that Sokka falls asleep and begins snoring. Katara, Sokka's got the right idea. We're here. We're ready. The best thing we can do now is just get plenty of rest. I guess.
And then we get our first dream sequence where Aang comes in and it's to a large black or fades to black, and then we see a large Fire Nation insignia with a do do do. It's to be a door, and it's Aang with a giant hair, and why does he look like Goku from Dragon Ball Z? I have no idea.
I feel like he looked like a little bit like Naruto. Or is that the other sequence? Yeah, that's the other sequence.
A little bit with the orange. Yeah. But it's very Dragon Ball Z Goku and everything. Mm-hmm. And he enters the room and he's like, "Your days of tyranny are over, Fire Lord. I'm bringing you down." And yeah, this is the most anime episode ever. Yes. Like, of all time.
And then this hearing ends worse, and then the version of Ozai is not the Ozai that we know. It's a version that looks a little bit like Genghis Khan. This version of Ozai that Aang is imagining. It's like, really? How do you plan on doing that when you're not even wearing pants? And then I was like, oh no!
Yeah, and then I love that it's Mark Hamill still as Ozai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark Hamill does quite a bit in this episode too.
Yes, he does.
Then Aang wakes up, and then he's like, "Oh, it was just a dream, Momo. I still have my pants. Well, I better keep training, because that's what you do." And he starts kicking a bush.
Mm-hmm. And then we keep back into the palace, the Fire Nation palace, and I was like, "Fresh food, please, Zuko. May I wash your feet, sir?" And then Zuko's like, no. Hey, hand massage? Hot towel? Pizza? Something wrong? You didn't take the palanquin. It's like, I'm not just going to Maze. I'm just going to Maze House. It's not that far. But it's not a princess place to walk anywhere, sir. You have to take the Uber. The Uber
parliament. Although it's literally just, it's across blocks. The street.
Yeah.
It's not even a few blocks. It's literally like a minute mm-hmm. away. And then we just see, oh yeah, he's just there to visit May and everything. And then Katara wakes up and her and Sokka look so, you know, like how you look in the morning when you're just like still waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, how long have you been up? And Aang's like, a couple hours. I got a lot more skills to refine if I'm going to fight Ozai. Then Katara does point out, you know, there is such thing as overtraining. And then he hits, because he's been hitting this tree. He's punching mm-hmm. a tree. Mm-hmm. And he hits it one last time. And then we get like all these vibrations in his body. And then all the leaves just collapse at the same time because he punched it for so long.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't get it, do you? My form is bad, I'm sloppy, and I still don't know any firebending. Not even the basics.
I look at his eye twitches.
Yeah, of course, that's the sign of a crazy person if their eye twitches.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that's okay, Aang. Says, they Chris will block off the firebending anyway. You don't need to know it. Plus, it's a stupid element. Okay, well, I still have to work everything else, and I better be spending the whole day training. And then he gets going. As we see that Aang, I was like, good night, Katara. Good night, Sokka. Good night, Toph. Good night, Appa. Good night, Momo. Good night, Appa.
Like, so it's like the Waltons. Yes. Good night, John Boy.
John Boy? I was like, go to sleep already, says Toph.
I love the little bubble that appears.
Mm-hmm. And then we see that Aang now is all again in this cave. The Fire Nation insignia. And then now he walks in wearing boots, white pants, a high-colored yellow tunic that covers his mouth like Naruto. And he's just wrapped into a chain. He has sideburns. And then he sees a dream outside that he's still a giant. I was like, your days of training are over, Fire Lord. I'm bringing you down. And this time I brought pants. So it seems, but you're prepared for your mathematics test. A math test. Oh no, I forgot all about the math test. And, like, and it
pulls back. That's my worst nightmare.
And then Aang gets crushed by some abacus. I was like, that's pretty damn cool though. I was like, Aang was like, I gotta be ready. I was like, Aang, it's the middle of the night. You need to go back to sleep. I forgot my pants. My math test. It's like, Aang, sleep, please, for me, please sleep. God damn it. And then we go back into Sokka at the palace. Tell me, if you could have anything you want right now, what would it be? And me, a big fancy fruit tart with rose petals on the top. You know, being a prince at all, I must just be able to make that happen. That will be impressive. And Sokka points to the servants. Do you think they could find a fresh fruit tart for the lady? With rose petal on the top, excellent choice, sir.
By the way, all these servants voiced by Mark Hamill, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I could just tell from the voice. Mm-hmm. And then May is just like, I guess there's some nice perks that come with being royalty. Though there's annoying stuff, too. Like that all-day war meeting coming up. And of course, that kills the mood because Zuko is like, war meeting? What are you talking about? As he gets triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Azula mentioned something.
Mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't invited.
War meetings are my trigger.
And then we see that Aang is still sleeping, and then Aang is like, wake up, Aang. Wake up, sleepyhead. Rise and shine. You overslept. And then you missed the invasion. And he's a giant. I was like, but then he's flying a hippo cow. He breathes fire at Aang. And I was like, and then it watches, and then also just flies away, still laughing. And then I was like, Sokka, get up. I need to know what day it is. What? Who's talking? And I was like, relax. It's still 2 days before the invasion. I was like, Sokka, you gotta get up and drill your rock climbing exercises. What? One of my dreams. You were running from the Fire Nation soldiers. tried to go to this cliff, but you were too slow and they got you. It was just a dream. I'm a great climber. Then climb the cliff! Climb it fast! I love the paranoia in Aang, though. I do like when Aang is annoyed. I love it. Stupid avatar, stupid cliff, stupid dream. I can climb fast.
Yeah, and then, so Aang is losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because then Toph just starts to drink water, and he's like, don't drink that! And she's like, wah! And she spits it on Katara, and she just waterbends it off. But is it poison? In my dream, we were right in the middle of the invasion, and you had to stop to use the bathroom. We died because of your tiny bladder. And you need to start wearing your hair up to Katara. In my dream, your hair got caught in a train, and Katara's like, Aang, I know you're just trying to help, but you really need to get a grip. You're unraveling. And he even says that he's like, you're right, I'm losing my mind. And Sokka's still just climbing the cliff.
And he's like, he's still twitching a lot. He's like, every time I think about how stressed I am, I just have more stress. I'm like a big growing snowball of nerves. And I'm relatable. Like, and I'm like, Aang, I feel you. That was me on my last semester in college. And so it's like, I was like, of course, and it's like, of course you are. That's because you gotta fight the Fire Lord, the baddest man on the planet, and you better win or we're done for.
Yeah, Sokka, you are not helping.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? It's true. That's the deal. He knows it.
That's the endgame of the show.
Yeah. But then she's like, you know what? I've just got the thing. Get ready to be de-stressified. As, what do? They go in the mountain with this awesome, like, steaming water in the middle of this room.
Mm-hmm.
Be a great. They could open up a spa there because what does Katara do? Yoga stretches.
Yes.
It can work wonders if you do them in extreme heat. Reach up. Reach for the sun. Feel your chi paths clearing.
Now close your... How are you feeling?
That ended up rhyming.
Feel really warm. Good. Go on. Like, there's this warm around me, this heat. Like, I'm in the Fire Lord's palace, and he's shooting a bunch of fireballs at me, and the whole world is being engulfed in flames.
Maybe your stress is the kind you need to talk out. And what happens? We get Sokka in his Wang Fire outfit, and Aang's lying.
His fucking Fraser Crane outfit, I call it. What are you?
He is, and
get right down to business and tell me what you've been bothering you.
Yeah, and he's on the back of a koala sheep as well. And he's just like, you know what's bothering me. I have to fight the Fire Lord in a few days. Tell me more about this Fire Lord. Why are you so afraid of him?
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, it's because I'm just afraid that it's just going to be like, I don't know what is going to happen. I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, just scream into this koala.
Yeah, but when that happens, then we cut to Zuko coming in to visit Azula, who's getting her hair combed. And yeah, she's got long, awesome hair. Hello, Zuzu. If you've come for a royal hair combing, which I feel like that happens in real life too, I'm afraid you'll have to wait. And then, so I guess there's a big war meeting coming up, huh? And apparently I'm not welcome there. What do you mean? Of course you're welcome there. Oh yeah? I guess that's why no one bothered to tell me about it. Oh, Zuko, don't be so dramatic. I'm certain Dad wants you there. You probably just weren't invited because it's so obvious you're supposed to be there. Well, were you invited? Of course, I'm the princess. And I'm the prince. Exactly, so stop acting like a paranoid child. Just go to the meeting. Forget it, I'm not going. Ugh.
I love how they're always Azula and Zuko is always the same. I love their banter so much. I was like, stop acting like a paranoid child. And then we go back into Toph and I was like, alright, what you need is a good old-fashioned back pounding to relieve your stress. Pound away, says Aang. And I love that Aang, it's kind of like a little weird rocks that it feels like a massage chair, like a massage table. And that was like moving all of the rocks. I was like, Sorry, I forgot about your baby skin. This is bruising me. Maybe acupuncture. I was like, no. And then we go back to my main Zuko. Zuko is just a dumb meaning. Who cares? I don't. Well, good. You shouldn't. I mean, why would you even want to go? Just think about how the things went the last meeting you went to. I know, says Zuko. You know what will make you feel better? Orange of service run. I might be hungry for a whole tray of fruit tarts. Also, Tenika giving a hint that maybe I'm a little horny, though. Maybe a little palanquin ride around the town? Double time?
Well, if you call somebody a tart, that's a derogatory
No, term. But I'm saying because the way that she's like, we're just going to do some service around, little dessert, a little ride around town.
Yeah, a little bit of...
That's what I'm saying. May was horny here. She was horny.
They are teenagers, so... Uh-huh. They're in their late teens as well. Mm-hmm. No, they're in their mid-teens.
Yeah, because isn't Zuko like 16?
Yeah, so the hormones are at their peak.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to Aang, and just nothing happened. He's just like, thanks for everything, guys. So do you feel less stress? Ready for a good night's sleep? I kind of think I sort of might slightly feel a little better. Maybe. I'll give this episode this. It really does capture stress and anxiety
mm-hmm.
very well. Because we've all felt this before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they sit down and sleep. And then we get, well, I like to call this the David Lynch sequence. Because it's a bunch of images. Do they really mean anything? Not really.
No.
Do you want to describe this shit? Because I don't know if I can.
It's a weird thing to describe, but we see that Aang just is riding on Appa. Then he flies with a giant Momo. And then he goes into, we see the Fire Nation Palace, and then Aang goes to the ground. And then we see Toph rotating, but her bangs move to reveal that her eyes are blank. And then she falls under the floor in front of Aang. Katara is surrounded by fire and tries to save her, but his feet are frozen. Eyes cross through his body. He reaches out. He's completely from the ground. Cast to completely ice, and then all of a sudden, a fire monster begins laughing and melts the ice, which makes Aang fall down. As we see that Zuko just standing there, we see that Aang is just drowning between the water and the fire. We see the comet passing by behind Zuko, and Aang still holding his breath. Momo is telling someone to be quiet because your mom just very Arya. And I'm standing on grassy bushes on everything. The mountain's on fire. He wakes up. It was like everyone else. I was like, Appa becomes scary. Momo slices him up. I was like, there's a like, what happening? It's the nightmares. Just get worse and worse. I was like, it's another time for a therapy session. This sucks. I was like, no, that won't help. Nothing helps. So the one thing that I can do, I'm going to stay away straight through the whole entire invasion. All aboard for the invasion. Katara's like, you don't look so good. You can just lie down for a little nap. I told you I cannot go back to sleep. And staying up all night can be not good for you.
Yeah. Oh, this scene as well. And then he's like, actually, staying up all night has given me some time to think. And I've realized some big things, Katara. What big things? I see everything so clearly now. What really matters? Why I'm really doing this. Doing it to save the world, but more than that, I'm doing it for the people I love. I'm doing it for you, Katara. This is just for the Katang shippers.
Mm-hmm.
Aang, what are you saying? I'm saying I love you. And he kisses her, and she kisses back. What are we doing? What our hearts have been telling us to do for a long, long time.
Baby,
you're my forever girl.
Oh my god. A shipper in fanfiction wrote this. God damn it.
But then Katara's like, Aang. And he just realized he was daydreaming. I was just saying you should take a nap. He's like, oh, I guess I kind of drifted off into a daydream. What was your dream about? Living underwater? Sound scene?
And then we go back into Zuko. Prince Zuko, everyone's waiting for you. Zuko, what? They had admirals, they had generals, the war ministers, the princes have all arrived. You're the only one person missing. So my father wants me at the meeting. The Fire Lord says he will not start until you arrive, sir. Zuko smiles and we see looking at May also smiling, and he goes into the office. Obviously, the Aang gets another dream. Put him up, Fire Lord.
Then he jumps up behind a rock and he starts shooting air blasts at this noodle picture of Fire Lord Ozai tied to a tree. I'm pretty sure like Sokka made it because he is good at noodle drawing. One of the shots goes too far and it hits Sokka. And he's working on this giant golden arrow. He's like, hey, I'm trying to build Appa some armor here so he doesn't have to go into the invasion naked. He's your bison.
Also, his defense is impeccable. I have to try a different approach. You think you're untouchable, don't you, Mr. Fire Lord? And then Momo. Boy, you are really starting to lose it, right, kid? Momo, do you hear something? Momo, but I said something. You, my friend, are just a few plums short of a fruit pie.
Yeah, so he's now hearing Momo talk. Voiced by actual voice actor as well, Dee Bradley Baker.
Nice.
It's just another one of his many, many voices that he can do. He's like, I'm so tired, I imagined you were talking to me. Oh, Momo, let me explain. And then he starts chirping like Momo, and then everyone's like, what the hell is wrong with him?
And then you're acting that wrong weird. And Appa's like, you got to take care of yourself. You cannot go on like this.
Appa starts talking, and then the standing Appa meme.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, the standing up a meme. The standing up a meme that doesn't exist. He cannot attack you, the standing up a meme.
But yeah, it was like, they're like, you're reacting weird. And then, but then it's like, out of nowhere, Appa starts talking. And he's like, staying awake is the best thing for me to deal with it. And then Momo's like, yeah, leave the kid alone. Hey, who asked you? You guys, come on. No, I am sick of this guy always mouthing me and telling me what to do. Oh, you don't like it? Well, let's go right now. And then, this is probably the craziest episode because...
And then the koala chief starts talking too.
Yeah, and then Ying's like, Sokka, what do we do about what? About that? And we see just Momo in the samurai outfit.
Yes!
And he's got his fur between his ears tied like a top knot. And Appa's got a full yuroi armor, like samurai armor. And he's got three swords because he's got six arms. Mm-hmm. And then they start fighting. And the koala sheep are, some are going, Appa, Appa, Momo, Momo. And then
Aang's, come on, guys, we're all on the same side. He's in the middle. And then Patty shows us chakras, chakras. Everybody loves chakras, chakras, chakras. Sandwich tastes good. Yum.
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah. And then after that, it's rocks forming a snake-like formation. And then the tree with Ozai's noodle picture begins dancing. And yeah, it's nuts. And Aang just goes, I just need to jump in a cold waterfall. Ah! You go from that to...
the palace.
Zuko.
Yeah, and May was like, how did it go? When I got to the meeting, everyone welcomed me. My father has saved me a seat. He wanted me next to him. I was literally at his right hand. Zuko, that's wonderful. You must be happy. During the meeting, the perfect prince, as we see the Zuko just looking at an outside painting, the son that my father wanted, but it wasn't me. The heartbreak, my boy.
I'm sorry, but it does not belong in this episode.
No, it does not.
This should have been, but it's, I guess, I guess that they didn't really have anywhere else to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem is, the A plot is just so weird and insane.
It should be flipped though. The Zuko should have been the A plot, and the B plot should have been like a smaller version of the nightmares that Aang is having.
But then again, Aang is our main character. And then,
but they have done this before.
But it does come full circle where now it's nighttime and Aang's tired. Because, yeah, he just hasn't been able to sleep. Mm-hmm. And we see this mist of fog surrounding Qual Sheep Wool. And he looks down and he touches it and he's like, oh, look, another hallucination. An imaginary bed made out of clouds. And they're like, hey, it's real. We spent hours working on it. We made it for you. Good night's sleep will probably take the crazy away, we hope. It's like, look, you guys keep telling me that I need to sleep, but I can't. The invasion's tomorrow. They're like, Aang, no, Katara. There's still so much I haven't learned. I don't need sleep. What I need is practice. Quick, hit me.
I'm not going to hit you.
You want me to do it?
Katara, listen to me. You've been training since the day we met. I've seen your progress. You're smart, brave, and strong enough. You really think so? We all do. You can do this. You're ready. You're the man, Twinkletoes. And he's like, thanks, guys. You know what? I think I'm ready. Your days of tyranny are over, Fire Lord. And he goes back to sleep. Really? Yeah. And now it's a proper outside. You're going to take me out? You're not even wearing pants. No, Fire Lord Ozai. You're not wearing any pants. Ah, my royal parts are showing.
And then that's how the episode ends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the weirdest episode
of
the show. Mm-hmm.
It's not bad because I get the stress and anxiety, and it does have a good message for not only just really mostly for adults, because I feel like adults will relate to this one much more than kids, because kids don't have anxiety and stress as much as adults do. That's just a fact. And we've all had nights where we just cannot sleep. Or we've had trouble sleeping, and then all it is we just need friends to help us. You know, where we all feel like the burden of the world is on our shoulders. And yeah, it's literally before the invasion, so it's kind of like, oh, if I screw this up, we're kind of screwed up. So he's stressing, and he's psyching himself out. So... let's see. We see the Wang Firebeard come back. Yeah, it was the same. It was the noodle painting of Ozai is the one he made in the headband. That was Aang's.
Oh.
Forgot about that. Saw that Sokka was planning on making Appa armor in the runaway. Now he's actually got the means to do it. We know about what happened at the last war meeting because if you've seen The Storm, this is the second episode where Team Avatar struggles to get sleep, and the other one was the chase. We will see what the purpose of that war meeting is. That's not just like, oh, it's a random war meeting. No, no, no. It comes back. It's funny that Momo calls Aang insane, like talks, because in The Storm, Sokka was like, and Momo could talk as well. You said some very unkind things. So the animal that Toph uses on Aang for the acupuncture is a baby porcupine. We saw the adult one in Appa's Lost Days. Yeah, Aang's dressed like Goku. An orange clothes with a belt and large spiky hair. Dark hair. The rug Aang uses to cover himself when he has no pants on has the Air Nomads insignia. But when Ozai does it, it has the Fire Nation insignia. So Aang appears similar to this character in the second dream as this Vash the Stampede. It's characterized by the ear piercings, the hairstyle, the high collar coat, and chain belt contraption that holds up his pants. But the way Aang moves towards Ozai is the Naruto run. And then after that, it's his hallucination, or the last dream, he looks like Ozai, mostly with his hair cut.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Mm-hmm. So Momo is dressed like, when he's hallucinating Appa and Momo having a sword fight, Momo's dressed like the comic book character Miyamoto Usagi. Pays homage to several movies, such as The Lord of the Rings, The Ring, The Grudge, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and several other fantasy and dream-related movies. That's probably what that was all like. I was like the whole Ring sequence, like with the tape.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like that. Now that
You just need to add the eclipse in the nightmare sequence.
Yep. Let's see. Huh. When Zuko passed the gate to go to Mei's house, one of the fans behind him was wearing an outfit like Toph's. At the beginning of the episode, Aang has a flower in his mouth, which is similar to the way Jet had something in his mouth. Likewise, the Forever Girl line Aang says is referring to the generic endings of most rom-coms in theaters. This is the third time that Aang is afflicted with nightmares that we've seen. Other one being obviously the storm and the Avatar state. A lot of similarities with the storm I've seen. This is the second episode wherein Azula does not wear makeup. But yeah, that was Nightmares and Daydreams. This has been a strange episode in general, just because not only just because of our internet issues, but just because it's a hard episode to describe. It's more of like, you just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's a visual thing.
I don't want to sound bad saying this, but I was like, I didn't remember this episode until I rewatched it today. Thirdly, I think my mind blocked it from my head. And I'm like, oh, I forgot today about this episode. Like, literally, I forgot about it. And I'm like, I will say this. Now, looking at the anxiety angle, I can see why they would have made this. If it weren't for the Zuko B plot line, I think this episode will be forgettable. More forgettable, too. I'll get this episode a 6.5.
You know, I'm going to say that, too. It is one of the lower tier episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what it's going for.
Yeah.
But ultimately, compared to some of the other ones, it's kind of lower.
Mm-hmm.
But next time, whenever it is, it's going to be the big one. It's going to be part one of the two-part mid-season finale of The Day of Black Sun. Where they invade the Fire Nation.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, where can the good people find you, buddy?
You can find me, as always, at RobertRDC on Twitter, Instagram, and on Letterboxd at RobertRDC. Please follow the podcast on SYN Spot on Twitter. Give us a nice review on Apple and Spotify and the other ones saying you, Billy.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter and Letterboxd at MasterofPuns196. Every word starts with a capital letter. You can also follow me on Instagram at Billy Batson's Lightning. Nothing is capitalized. Once again, you can follow our main show Twitter at SYNSPod, as well as give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Just listen to us on Apple Podcasts, as well as listen to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Spotify for Podcasters, wherever podcasts can be listened to. And as always,
see you next summer. Dun, 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 dun.